questions. If you can just raise your hand if you want to ask a question, and I'll direct you to the right person.
Question.
Inspector, two questions. One is when you investigate, did you find any related to a suspect that posts online? If there's any sort of thing connected to him, sort of any motivation behind what he did? And two is we have heard that at least one of the two people that it's possible that the suspect went to another mosque in Scarborough and tried to commit similar head killings to get where they were if they intervened so strongly.
Yeah, so as far as the online presence of the suspect, so our intelligence bureau has been looking into that to ensure, as it sits right now, nothing posted about this this event or that would lead us to have a suspicion that this event was being taken place. In relation to Toronto Police and their investigation, we are aware that Toronto Police did have an interaction with our suspect the morning of the event that took place here today. The details of that investigation is with Toronto Police.
Can you tell us where that interaction was, though? Can you confirm it was at a mosque in Scarborough?
Yeah, I believe it was at a mosque in Scarborough, yes.
How many hate-motivated attacks have you responded to this year?
I don't have an exact number of that, but I can get that for you if you want afterwards.
In fact, I understand that the investigation is on Monday. You don't have this motivation for the suspect, is it?
No, so we don't have underlying this from our investigation. We haven't identified any ideology or pieces to that. But we are still relatively early in this investigation, and as a result of our apprehension of the suspect, that limits some of our ability to have a conversation with him to find out what his motivation were. Or is. So as a result, that's kind of sort of a bit of a stop to that. But going forward from there, we're continuing to investigate all that abuse for that, including online or any speech types of that.
Inspector, one last question. What's the difference, or I'm confused, between the terrorist act or the terror motivated versus hate motivated?
Yeah, so for a hate motivated or a hate biased crime, what we're looking at is where there is an underlying motivation for the crime that may be related to an identifiable ground. Different than what is a hate crime, which particularly in the criminal code relates specifically to the propaganda organized groups that are promoting hate. That's a very narrow section of the criminal code that comes to that. Where somebody's motivation for committing a crime has hate or bias as a central part of it, that's when we consider a hate motivated or biased crime.
So this is not a terror crime?
This is not a terror crime. We have no information, nothing in our investigation is leading us to.
Sorry if I missed this, but does the suspect have a criminal record and prior charge of arrest?
I don't believe he has a criminal record.
Inspector, just one last question.
I think we can get additional questions for the inspector after on the one-on-one, if you'd like. Do you have any other questions for the
law support? Yeah, just for an answer, and maybe but there's still a couple of weeks to go Ramadan. Eid's coming up in 2 weeks. Will there be any sort of stuff like security? How are you viewing that in terms of any stuff like police presence, stuff like security, how that will be handled? Because, you know, it's still a bit.
Right.
So
I'll invite Brother
Ziauddin
Muhammad to answer questions that you have for
With regards to the security, we have been securing the place by our volunteers, and we have added on some of the volunteers, and we asked the official bureau to help us out, because these are the last 10 days of Ramadan. Spirits are high, our faith is stronger, so we'll be seeing more people coming in. So we need as much help as can, and we have measures in also. Our local volunteers are vigilant.
When people walking towards the mosque, they hear some spraying and so on, but not to this level.
Can I ask you about, given his background, appears to be, so this would be a question for the police as well, is his background Indian, and there are tensions in India right now between Hindus and there's anti-Muslim activity. Are you at all concerned that this may be related in that way?
Well, I think it is an ongoing investigation, so we'll wait to find out more from the official police.
Are you concerned about that possibility?
Again, it's an ongoing investigation, so we'll wait until the wire comes to determination.
How many people were worshiping at the time, and just how are they doing? What is the impact on them?
At this time, morning prayer was about to start, and definitely during the month of Ramadan, you have more than usual crowd coming into the mosque. So that incident occurred a bit earlier than the congregational prayer, which is our morning prayer called Fajr. Their spirits are high, as I said. Month of Ramadan, this is the blessed month of Ramadan. So, you know, this will not stop us to come to the mosque, and we are not going to be intimidated. But we seek, as I said earlier, we seek help from the community members, community leaders, the agencies, federal agencies, and the government level.
We'll do one last question.
You spoke about what happened outside and refer to the charge in relation to the alleged potential ramming of the vehicle. What happened inside with the initial note from the Islamic Society to the suspect actually entered the mosque as well?
Again, this is, I think, a question you can get if you want to ask your original police afterward on any of the facts.
Okay. That was put to them to take the Islamic Society.
Any other questions?
And I said the volunteers wanted to remain anonymous, but can you maybe just tell us a bit more about what they did and how they're doing and how did they prevent this from being worse?
They have been volunteering and securing the premises as much as they can. Before Ramadan also, during the time of prayers, I mean Friday prayers and so on. They are still here and they're not backing off. Alhamdulillah, with Allah's help, we have more people have come over from our community and they want to help us out. So this is a teamwork, as I said, and inshallah, may Allah help us out. The teamwork will move forward.
Can you provide details?
Thank you so much. I think we're
going to
stop the questions for now, but we're happy to take any one-on-one questions and interviews just outside. Thank you all so much for coming. And again, we'll be outside.